So I was in painting, and then I got pushed out of it because I didn't have enough GCSEs ever. So I put down to graphics. You know? I used to paint at the top of the stairs in the college, you know, I was tied up there. So I still wanted to do it, you know.
So you were doing graphics, is that where you learnt about your lino cutting and...
Oh, I didn't know, that's probably the art side I was doing that, you know, because the teacher was a wood engraver and he'd sit up the front of the class doing these great big wood engravings. You know, John Piper used his paintings to, you know, to do his wood engravings. And, you know, he belonged to the Society of Wood Engravers, so it's quite big, you know, on that side. I had to do a Japanese one as well once. You know, we hold the knife a bit, you know, almost like in your fist, pointing downwards. You know, it's not like, you know, when you, like us, we push it along, you know.
Yeah. So you were using a knife and not a chisel?
Yeah, it was Japanese technique, yeah. Oh. Yeah, very hard, though, to get used to doing it, you know.
Were the knives very sharp?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. But I had a teacher then, you know, he's into what it, Japanese, you know, woodcuts and stuff, and, you know, he's into all that, you know, he's very academic, you know what I mean, you know. So, yeah, he's good, you know. He's quite a strict teacher as well, so I used to get on well with him, you know. Same sort of food, you know. I'm older. Makes a difference when you've worked before you go. I think it's a great thing to do, you know, because you appreciate, you know, when you get to art school after working, you know, it's lovely, amazing.